35, please.
Item number 35 from Corporation Counsel, submitting an informational report pertaining to a contract amendment in the amount of $50,000 for a total contract sum of $190,000 with Reinhardt Borner Van Duren SC for legal representation of Milwaukee County related to the downtown transit center and the potential couture development. This item was also considered by the Committee on Judiciary, Safety, and General Services. That committee took no action. The item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel Mark Grady.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the clerk, Ms. Jensen just said, this is an informational item. Unless you choose to take action, this is an amendment to a contract that increases the contract by $50,000 from $140,000 to $190,000. It's to provide continuing services related to the Couture project. Mr. Nielsen from the Reinhardt firm was present at both Judiciary Committee and the Economic and Community Development Committee to provide briefings on the work that's being done, the work that's going to be done. He is not here today. This is just the contract review process under Act 14. Contracts between $100,000 and $300,000 automatically go into effect unless the Finance Committee acts within 14 days of the county executive's signature to disprove them, or to reject them, I should say. I would ask that you effectively either take no action or approve the contract amendment.
What's the pleasure of the Supervisor Jersey?
Well, and it's interesting to me the title that's on here for, you know, an amendment to the original matter for legal representation. The original resolution specifically said litigation expenses, and it provided for the starting of an action under 841, which is a declaratory action to clear title. So I think this is being somewhat misrepresented in terms of what we're approving here. I very much want to have the clear title action. I presented a resolution in Judiciary to do that, and I don't question the expertise of outside counsel, and I do believe that because of his expertise, if we actually ever get into court for a clear title action, he would represent the county very well. Unfortunately, we approved an original contract for litigation services, and we've never had litigation services. He's performing all kinds of other actions, and by the way, has admitted in our prior committee that he helped draft a bill that is going to basically take the responsibility of the public trust doctrine out of the local hands and place it with the state. This is someone the county has hired to basically perform services for the county but remove our responsibility, all really without direction of the policymakers. So I'm between a rock and a hard place. I want him to do what we're asking him to do, but he's providing services that we've never directed and now needs additional money. So I really continue to object to that, and if the correct legal action here is to object to this and take the contract amendment request out, I think that's what I'm going to do, because we have paid $190,000 for litigation and have not gotten any litigation services. Now, I understand you have to do research in order to do litigation. I get that. And as I said, I think this is a very competent attorney when it comes to the public trust, but he is doing all kinds of services that he was never asked to do and now wants more money to do services that he was never asked to do. So how do you deal with that?
Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't remember what happened in Judiciary. What was the result from Judiciary?
I
I believe it was information only, Mr. Chairman. I don't think there was a vote.
Yeah. That's correct. It was left for finance to do this piece of it.
Right. Okay.
Even economic development, too.
Correct.
And
thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Grady?
I don't want to belabor the multiple-hour meetings on two occasions in response, other than to say that our office, who supervises outside counsel, believes that the work that they've done is consistent with the resolution adopted by the county board last February. I understand there's a disagreement about that between Supervisor Jurczyk and our office, but I just want to say that we believe that the work was authorized, the work he's done has been authorized. More importantly, though, looking forward, without this contract amendment, there will be no outside counsel to pursue anything related to the culture, whether it's Supervisor Jurczyk's resolution that she's proposed to Judiciary or whether it's the prior resolution from last February.
Yes, again, we're between a rock and a hard place. I mean, the clear language of the resolution states litigation. So, and, you know, are we going to continue to pay him to go to the state of Wisconsin and remove? And by the way, I truly believe this local board cares the most about the lakefront and cares most about protecting public access to that lakefront. So that's what services he's providing us right now. And then the legislation that is being recommended specifically states that the DNR will not prepare a report. I don't know how you fulfill a fiduciary duty around the public trust by stating you don't want the very agency that is usually charged with doing public trust reports stating that they're not going to do a report. This is what our counselor is doing on our behalf. So, you know, I understand, you know, if we're going to get services, we need to pay for it. But the county executive and the corp counsel continues to give leeway to this attorney to do things that are not in our interest. So do we continue paying for that? I'd like to hear from my colleagues. I'm really at a loss here, and I truly am concerned about opening this can of worms. You know, if he's successful with this, what it's going to result in, and the money that's going to have to be spent on that, on potentially fighting all that. You know, are they going to look to Milwaukee County to pay for these ongoing legal bills? It's now 2.5 miles of the lakeshore. You know, this has all been created through a lot of work that was never what the board asked for.
I'll say
Supervisor Schmidt. Thank you, Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, I thank myself for trying to answer this, too. Since you asked for your colleagues, we had a long discussion on this. We've had a lot of long meetings this week. A long discussion, I think it was 8-1, that we would try to do everything in open session, that we had to look at this. I try to respect my colleagues, to help them, you know, just to... It says an us versus them all the time, but we need to hold our ground. I've said some things on that today, but we always keep talking about, Supervisor Johnson talked about, you know, trying to go back and forth, not be combative on everything. I mean, we are in a rock and a hard place. What else is new here? I guess you can look at, you know, litigation, and he's doing a lot of other things. There's no question about that. I think when you hire a lawyer, there is a lot of research, as you admitted. If this case goes to court, we're going to need his expertise. A lot of times you hire a litigator and hopefully you don't have to go to court. You know, you do all the work there. I don't like the fact that the state came in again. What else is new? You said yourself the state is the one. They have a higher priority here. We're an arm of the state. If they make a declaratory ruling, supposedly it has the effect of law. I mean, we've argued that. I wanted to go to court, you know, a year ago, too. We've argued this all the way through. But what I said then in economic development, and I guess I'll have to say again, respectfully, is that, you know what, sometimes not hard to, you know, we bite the bullet. You know, I think we're trying to get to the same end here, and we agree to disagree on a lot of things here. You know, you say, well, Corporation Council is leading us down the right road here. You know, we talked about that before, but it was more legal. I understand that. You made your point, and I accepted that. But, you know, if we can get to the end result, you know, sometimes I'm okay with someone else getting the praise. We know in our own hearts, if we indeed want to see this come to some kind of conclusion, if there is a chance that we can get this done and we don't have further litigation and more bills will be coming then, because we've hired him, we have litigation, we're going to have more bills, I'll tell you that. If there's a way to, I don't know, get around it, the right word, I don't like to use that, but to get a judgment that can get us to the conclusion we all want, even if it goes against something we've been arguing for a year, okay, then I'm willing to look at it. I thought that was the consensus, Madam Chair, respectfully, when we had this long couple-hour discussion on economic development. And I said those comments there, and I hope respectfully you take them that way, too, that, you know, I wanted to support this, but we did go into closed session, 8-1 vote, I think. I know you didn't want to. Okay, fine. All right. But 8 of us did, and I wanted to hear, I think as we all do, even you, what, you know, is there any other option? I mean, you know, we've heard the rumors and we've done this. We don't like what's happened. I don't like what the state's done to us. I've said that publicly a couple times. I'm a big believer in checks and balances. We're losing that fight big time, okay? We got to get something done. And if it is in our, if we all agree that we want this done sooner than later, we don't just drag down any further. And if this is a viable, a possible option, then we have to bite the bullet, I guess is my end summary here, and just do what we got to do to get this done. And this gives us a viable option to try to do that. So that's what we talked about, and I think that's where we are. And, you know, we can, I guess it's not a nicety, I you know, litigation versus lobbying, we went all through that, but there's a wide latitude with litigation, and the litigation works hard again, like I said, that we maybe don't have to go to court. Good lawyers don't have to go to court a lot of times because they can make their arguments, and then we don't have to go to court and have the added expenses. So this is a case, I think, where that point may be made. And I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Anyone else? Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. During judiciary, wasn't there a breakdown of his payment so far? Didn't he describe a breakdown? Was any of that itemized towards lobbying? I don't remember.
Mr. Chairman, he did provide a breakdown, which I don't have with me. I didn't write it down when he said it. Mm-hmm. He did itemize the amount of time, the amount of dollars that went towards research, the amount of dollars that went towards drafting a potential lawsuit, dollars that went to talking to title insurance companies, and dollars that went into drafting legislation last June and more recently. I can't tell you the numbers. I don't remember what they were. But okay. He did have that.
Did anybody request that breakdown?
There was a request from the Judiciary Committee for a copy of his invoices.
Okay.
They do not have the breakdown the way he gave it. It just would be literally every tenth of an hour that he charged. And you can read the descriptions for yourself. But
okay, but was any of that directed towards lobbying?
Mr. Chairman, what I would say is that Mr. Nielsen registered as a lobbyist last year before the change in Act 14, which identified a lobbyist for the county board and a lobbyist for the county executive. What he did, though, was primarily spend time working on language, talking to the Legislative Reference Bureau staff to work on language, and then explaining the bill to the sponsors and to other legislators who asked for information. I don't know the definition of lobbying. I'm not an expert on that. If that's lobbying, it's lobbying. If it's not, I see it as support, technical or expertise support for the bill. He is no longer going forward going to be a lobbyist, a registered lobbyist. However, he will still be providing explanations and information to the legislature on the current bill that's pending.
Okay. And I assume, but did he charge us for that?
Yes.
Okay. And so that'll be in the invoice.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that's your answer. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have the memo indicates that the contract amendment will take effect unless the committee takes action to reject or affirm the contract within 14 days. Is that 14 days, does that 14 days start on the date of the memo, January 20th, 2014?
The short answer is I think the answer is yes. The statute says it starts 14 days from the county exec's signature. However, I think that the only fair way to interpret that statute is 14 days from when you, the county board, received notice that he has signed the contract, which I believe was the day of the memo.
He signed it on the 17th, and the day the memo is dated the 20th.
This is You're within the 14 days today. You probably won't be next week.
This is what I'm looking at.
It was sent down that way, if I can take credit for it, purposely, to give you time so that you did not have to call a special meeting.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'm not looking to cause a problem. I don't have a crystal ball. Perhaps what he's doing will be good for the county. Perhaps it's creating this greater problem. It does concern me that I basically asked that when we did the original compromise, that we be respectful to the public who had concerns about whether this was public trust. Keep in mind, we're going to be conveying this property to a private party. Once it's in the hands of a private party, they will be able to exclude access of the public should they choose. And irrespective of what the current plans are, because right now the private party is saying it's going to be open to the public, and maybe it will be open to the public, but he could at any time exclude public access. Once we have lost our ability to protect the public's interest, and truly if it's public trust property, we do not have the right to convey it. It belongs to the public. We're the trustees of that as the governmental body. I have always requested our attorney to be respectful of that. And I do not think he has been respectful of our fiduciary duty. We're playing a lot of legal games here. But as I said, I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not going to be able to predict whether his current strategy is going to be successful or not. So whatever this committee wants to do with respect to legal fees, I will honor that. I'm not going to be unreasonable and push this issue with regard to the legal fees.
Except that, Supervisor, you will continue to speak up, speak out, well, speak forth.
I'm not going to withdraw my resolution that was passed in judiciary.
Yes.
And I still think it's the correct thing to do, to go into, and I truly hope, I don't think we have a snowball's chance in hell in the assembly, but perhaps there are some reasonable senators that will understand that this local board, in all due respect to the Senate, that this local board truly does honor our fiduciary duties and perhaps won't pass this legislation that's now apparently on the fast track, which the county exec is actively lobbying for and which I understand the city of Milwaukee is actively lobbying for. I'm not totally ignorant of the fact that the power play, if this is a power play, this board is going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost every step of the way.
Yes.
But I'm not going to withdraw the resolution that I requested in judiciary. I still think it's the correct thing to do.
Okay.
So, but with regard to the attorney fees, I'm not going to be unreasonable. If this committee wants to not object to the attorney fees, so be it.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments? We can be passive or we can take an action with respect to the amendment. We can let it take effect, or we can reject, or we can affirm the action. What is the pleasure of the committee? Leave it alone?
Well,
because anything that comes before us, we have an opportunity to discuss it. We make our views known as to how we feel and what we think should happen. So, in this particular matter, what do you say?
Well, I'm of approval simply because we already invested $140,000. The only other option is to get a new attorney. Apparently, he's the best attorney. I'm of approval to move forward. We need legal representation in this in this situation. So I don't see any other option.
Again,
is there another option?
Well, we can be passive. We can just let it go into effect. Supervisor Grady,
would you prefer that? And it goes.
If we do nothing, it goes into effect. Supervisor Grady,
sorry, I don't want the demotion.
Deputy Corporation
in pay. Sorry,
Deputy Corporation Counsel Grady. I'm sure you don't. Not for what we make, and not for what the time we put in. So go ahead, sir.
I was just going to explain. The statute says you can reject or approve. To me, the only difference between not taking action and approving is whether you want the rest of your board members to vote on this or not. If you let it go as passive review, it's done here today. Mm-hmm. If you vote to approve, it goes to the full board for a full board vote. Unless the full board vote changes it.
14 days.
I'm sorry. No.
14.
Haven't the 14 days passed then at that point?
No. I don't have Act 14. It's 14 days for the committee. The board then has 30 days after this vote to act.
My mistake.
So it's just a question whether you want your brothers and sisters to vote on this or not.
Attorney Grady, is that 14 days, including the weekends?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Supervisor Bowen?
Is there anything in front of us to approve?
Well, we have the contract amendment before us. The contract amendment has language regarding the compensation. It has been signed by Mr. Grady for Mr. Bargren, and has been signed by the county executive. So,
okay, and I'm not hearing any motions to do anything, so I think we should be able to move.
But on the other hand, if you think that there are supervisors who have an interest in that, then
the space is here. Nobody's making that motion.
I'm talking about the other nine of us who are not here. As Mr. Grady has posited, do we want our, as he said, brothers and sisters to weigh in, or should we just let it go?
I think you're fine.
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
Supervisor. Again, not necessarily reading a crystal ball, but I assume if we send this to the board, it's getting passed. So, and then we're probably forcing people to maybe take votes they don't want to take. There may be people who don't want to vote on this just because, you know, they don't want to get into the situation saying they're on the side of this. So, I mean, I don't really care that much what we do either way. But if we pass it, then it's going to force a vote. It'll pass, would be my guess. I could be wrong. But if we do nothing, then it just passes without anybody having to take a vote. If we vote it down, which I think is unlikely, then it doesn't happen. I don't think there's probably five no votes here, but maybe there are. Somebody makes a motion. But nobody even wants to make a motion. I'm guessing there aren't five people who are going to vote no.
Thank you, Supervisor. Would any supervisor make a motion? Move to to act? Seeing no response.
Next item.
It's a passive.